Hi everyone, Martin Waxman. Welcome to our Spin Sucks AMA with Daryl Salerno. For those of you who don't know Daryl, he has been a global agency CEO and CFO. He's currently an agency consultant. He is a member of Mensa, so he's super smart. As you can see, he looks a little bit like Kenny Rogers, and he's a stand-up comic. And when it comes to running your business or planning, how to optimize and streamline your business, I can think of no one better to talk to than Daryl. So Daryl, welcome.
Nice. Thank you, Martin. Welcome. I'm glad to be here.
I've got a few questions for you. And the first thing is, if we can start at the heart of the matter, and that is when it comes to running and growing our businesses, what are the top three things PR agency leaders are doing wrong?
Well, I could talk about this ad nauseum, but I think the primary thing that we're doing wrong is we seem to be in a rut in terms of over-servicing. We're constantly spending a lot more time on our business and getting paid less than we should adequately get paid for the work that we do. And part of that, the largest part of that is basically because what we frequently do is we have people working what I call below their pay grade. And what I mean by that is that you have a vice president doing work that a senior AE could do, or a supervisor doing work that an AE could do. And part of that is because what happens is an employee is working on a particular client, and as they get raises and as they get promotions, we're reluctant to take them off that business. And as a result, the costs keep going up, the over-servicing keeps going up, and we get stuck in a situation where our margins continue to erode. A couple of other things that we do, I see this all the time. A lot of agencies use blended rates. And a blended rate, if structured properly, it can be a good marketing tool because you can say, well, we bill everybody at this rate, et cetera. But when you're managing your business, you need to manage your business on the basis of the market rates for each employee, because an hour of a senior person is worth more than an hour of a junior person. So you can't just add up hours and say, oh, $150 an hour. You have to recognize the fact that if too many of those $150 an hour hours are the owner, that's not going to result in profitability, et cetera. The other thing that I see very often is that I see agents, especially sole proprietorships, that think they're making a good margin, and they're not including their own compensation, or they're underpaying themselves within that compensation. You need to figure out your margins after you're paying yourself what you should be paid at market rates, at market value. Because if you were ever to sell your agency, the very first thing that they would do is they would normalize your salary. So you may think you're making 18%, but because you're underpaying yourself, you're really only making 10%. So your earnout would be at 10%, not at 18%. So you really need to make sure you're making your adequate money in compensation and not just taking it all at the end of the year.
Okay, that's really good advice. What do you think are the top key financial and performance metrics that agencies should be tracking, and why?
The most critical thing on a financial basis is that we should be tracking our finances, first of all, on what's called an accrual basis, meaning that we are aligning costs and revenue with each other in each month. But when we are looking at that, we should be looking at our costs in large buckets of information. A lot of general ledgers come out in alphabetical order, and just seeing auto expense, then bank charges, and whatever is next in sequence doesn't tell you anything about the business. What you should be doing is take all your compensation related costs, that's salaries, benefits, payroll taxes, freelancers, etc., and put them all together. And then you should monitor and make sure that your compensation is no more than 60 to 62%, usually 57 to 62% of your revenue spent on that. And then you put your facilities costs together, that's rent, telephone, et cetera, and you shouldn't spend more than 7 or 8% on that. And then marketing costs altogether, and maybe it's 1 to 2% on that. And then other expenses, maybe that's about 10%. If you do that, then it's easier to take a look at what areas you need to adjust and fix in order to get your profit in line. The other thing that becomes critically important is if you've set your rates properly and your billable targets properly and your salaries properly, you really need to look at two things each month to make sure that you're doing all right. One of them is over-servicing on your clients, and the other one is employee utilization compared to target billable rates. If you can monitor those two and keep them both relatively close, assuming you've set the parameters up initially correctly, you will make a profit.
Okay, that's really good. My last question is, I know that time tracking is a tough thing for PR agencies, and we've been talking a little bit about over-servicing, which is a big challenge and a problem for communications agencies, certainly. You developed some time tracking and accounting software exclusively for PR professionals. Can you tell us a little bit about that and like how you changed the way that, how you adapted it to what we need?
Yeah, thanks for bringing that up. I have spent many years at this point consulting with small to mid-sized agencies, and a lot of what we're looking at is allocating staff appropriately and making sure we're monitoring client budgets properly, et cetera. And one of the things I noticed with software that's out there is they're usually comparing how much time you spent to how much you billed the client. So they're comparing it to the retainer. So it says the retainer was $6,000 and this month you spent $8,000. And then next month you start all over again. So you're losing sight of where you're at. And that's really not the way our business works. Our business works, even if you have a $6,000 a month retainer, that doesn't mean that you're going to spend $6,000 each month, and you shouldn't, because you're going to have different activities in different months. And even if you did the same work, exactly the same work every single day, you'd still spend 21% more time in a 23-day month than you would in a 19-day month. So we developed software that actually takes that annual budget and allocates time based upon the number of billable days in each month. And further, if you overspend in a month, it will allow you to click a button and automatically change how much time you should spend in subsequent months. And if you underspend, it'll allow you to do that as well. So if you overspend, it will reduce subsequent months. And if you underspend, it will increase subsequent months. It also includes what I consider the most important management information, like employee time, employee utilization, forecasting time for employees compared to how much they actually spent, et cetera. So it's quite different from anything else that's out there right now.
I'd encourage people to check it out. What's the name of the software?
Oh, it's called Staff Allocation Solution. You can certainly go and look it up online and see a demo, but if you're interested, just shoot me an email and I'm happy to give you a demo, which will probably be much more enlightening than just going online.
That's great. Thank you so much, Daryl. And Daryl, thanks very much for taking the time. And if you want to reach Daryl, you can find him at secondquadrant.com.
That's right. Thank you.
Okay.